And happy Thursday. Welcome to Divine Connections. Tonight we're doing Accent Night in honor of our special guest. I'm going to lose this accent quick. Sorry, I'm reverting here. In honor of our fabulous guest tonight, Michelle O'Shea. She's a voice artist, and so I'm trying to honor her, and I'm terrible at it. This is Lynn Bleasdale. I'm one of your hosts, and I'm here with my co-host, Jessica Marie Tatro, and Sue Beckley, and we are here welcoming our wonderful guest tonight, Michelle O'Shea. Now, what can we say about Michelle? She has so many talents. It's hard to pull one out and just focus on it. But, Michelle, can you just talk about everything you do, your light work, your healing work, and also the work you do in the creative arts? It's quite the career you've got going. And the other thing I was saying is you're a wonderful voice actress. So any character you want to bring to the show tonight, you go right for it, okay? And I just give you Michelle O'Shea.
Hi. I had to take a second. Hi, everybody. I had to take a second and adjust my headset because my head grew so big from Lynn's introduction that I had to readjust my earbuds to accommodate my ever-expanding ego. I'm just kidding.
Oh, there you
Thank
go.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
How's the audio, y'all? How's my audio?
Fantastic.
Can you hear me? Oh, good, good,
mm-hmm.
good. Good to hear.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It is lovely to talk to you all and a wee bit about myself. In looking at my why, my purpose, and what I do, I discovered that I help individuals connect to their own joy, which is the title of my company, Connect to Joy Productions. And so In the joy that individuals have, it could be anything. It could be helping someone do some marketing and take things off their plate and so they can feel better and move on with their day and their lives. Or I use therapeutically placed humor appropriately when I feel the need, feeling the need for that. So I wear many hats. But they're all about helping others and myself connect to our joy.
Yeah. Jessica and Sue, pipe in, because I know you guys are very connected to this sort of energy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. I just wanted to jump in. Thank you, Lynn. And, you know, Michelle, you're going to have to talk to me or, you know, give me a little more information on this laughing yoga. I'm so interested in it. I love to laugh.
Oh, cool. Laughter yoga is a wonderful modality that is so available to anyone who really wants to practice it. It is just gentle and light, no poses, no mats, simply exercises, breathwork exercises and movement, connecting to our voice using laughter or any other sound. The goal with it is to oxygenate the body. And when you do that, you feel a lot better, both mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Laughter yoga examples are readily available for free on YouTube if anyone is interested in checking it out. But I certainly can talk more and answer specific questions.
That is really cool. That's really
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yep. We'll get those links out to the people,
mm-hmm.
too.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Do you want me to send you some links?
Yeah. If you can post those in our little convo on Facebook, we can read those out and make sure people can find that. Perfect.
And I certainly will discuss that more. Like, I could give you even more background and detail about laughter yoga. I just gave you a summary. Just let me know, and then I will expand as requested.
Fabulous. Wow. Where's Sue tonight?
Now,
are you there?
Oh, well, can you hear me? I think I was muted a minute ago.
Good. I can hear you now. Yeah.
Oh, good. 'Cause I'm sitting there going, crickets, I'm hearing crickets. I'm super excited. I would love to give that a try. I mean, I enjoy yoga anyway, and any excuse I have to laugh, I'm all for it. So that's super cool. And sounds like the work you do, Michelle, is
yeah. It's diverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. This is
a
lady with a massive...
Because...
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, that's not a bad thing because, everybody has a different thing that sort of meets their energy and clicks with it, you know. And so not all healing sources are the same for everybody. You know, it doesn't all work the same is what I'm saying. Yeah, so that's really super great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a massive energetic hat collection, you know.
Yeah, it's a little challenging to explain briefly all the things that I have done or I do. So I think that's why I'm keeping it kind of vague, because otherwise it'd be just kind of confusing.
Yeah, well, we'll post
it depends
your
on
links
the setting.
After the show. Yeah, we'll post them in the Sacred Embers group, and then people can find your, because you've got a YouTube channel.
Joy.
Yeah, so we'll get all those posted on the Sacred Embers group after the show so people can find you.
Cool.
It's very, very cool. But anyway, carry on. Just let us know some more of your, what could I say, your modalities. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, okay. So some of the, just a brief overview of some of the healing modalities that I have learned. And they include on the Reiki levels and Reiki levels. And resonance repatterning I have practiced for quite a number of years. And it is a modality in which I read the client or the other person's energy, and that takes us to pre-written information that kind of helps bring information to light. So, I'm going to probably do a little bit of that kind of work tonight. I've also practiced and learned multi-levels of pranic healing. And then I've done a lot of animal intuitive work using muscle testing and kinesiology. That being said, all of those things are no longer viable because I've sort of made a big goulash out of it, and things have been morphing and changing. I don't
Sounds
know if you
like
all have had
the
that
universe,
experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like those things kind of no longer are the only thing, nor can I kind of go back. I'm kind of being pushed to move forward and make a new goulash.
That's appropriate. No, that's
okay.
How it works.
Well, you know, it's funny because it's I think it's the same with me. This is Sue, and I started doing quantum healing a couple of years ago, and that's, a hypnosis technique. And as I started working in the energies with individuals, it just opened me up more and more to my intuitive abilities. I've always been an empath. And I think the difference between an empath and clairsentient is just the difference is that you can work with those energies and you can turn it on and turn it off when you need to, and you know how to channel those energies. You know, an empath, I think, is kind of walking around in the dark, not really knowing that everybody's energy is affecting them, whereas, once you learn how to train that. But anyway, so having learned the one modality, it opened me up to all of my other psychic abilities, and I wouldn't say that they're like 100% blown open, but just after meeting Lynn and being invited to do the show and a few of these, I mean, it's just the flow just keeps going. So I say go with the flow because it's such a cool ride. It's such a cool journey, you know. And I think like trying to crush ourselves into one modality or another is not necessarily helpful. You know, it's great to learn them and use them as a springing board, but, you know, it's limiting, in my opinion, to just say, well, I just do this. You know, it feels like putting myself in a box. So I try to, like, open up to saying other things about it, you know, and not really discounting the possibility. You know, somewhere down the line, I might be doing healing with energy in my hands because I have that ability as well. So, you know what I'm saying is I think it's really cool and great not to, I mean, to make a goulash and not try to, you know, pigeonhole your abilities into one little modality, right?
Right. And I say this calmly and with acceptance, but yeah, that hasn't been always the case. So about 3 years ago when I could no longer do, you know, I'm literally purchased a table at an event and I'm doing animal intuitive readings and I'm sitting there and I'm not getting anything. And that was very angry making and frustrating. So like I'm calm now. But I will tell you, it's been a hard road when kind of stuff stopped working or things, and I don't know, and I didn't know why. So I think there's a great deal of frustration that I was feeling and had felt, and I think it's not unusual. I'm just saying that to anybody who's listening or anybody who's experienced it or will experience it, it's kind of frustrating. It can be when things change.
Well, I mean, in hindsight, do you have any thoughts about maybe what happened that day? Or did, I mean, I know there's some things coming in for me right now about that, but I wondered what your take is on it.
I would say it was a big eye-opener. There was a part of self, meaning myself, that was saying, this is not the avenue I want to go down. There was a part of, I kind of been led back to my creative roots where I'm writing, producing, directing, and performing. That's where apparently I wanted to go, but I didn't get that clearly. I really wished I would have been able to identify that, where I would have been not as angry or frustrated, I think, at the time. I'm more healing needed to do because I do energy work literally every day on myself. And so I continued to do that. I just stopped doing it for other people. And it led to the creative work that's happening right now.
Wow, that's a great story. I mean, really, that is so awesome. Because I guess we're all on our own journey, aren't we? I mean, not only are we helping other people, but we're still opening and growing ourselves all the time, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
We are. I do notice how also that it seems like a lot of information got pulled back so that I had to make a lot of the choices and still seeing that where it's, you know, like, for example, I always working on my intuitiveness, right? And I'll do my own reads because I don't buy into the fact that you can't read for yourself. But I do notice that it only takes me, the information only takes me so far. And I do notice that I have blocks in particular areas that I read on for myself. So those look like they're very clearly, I need to heal that. You know, I need to work on that. And I say we, I mean, you know, whoever's working, my guides and angels, and, you know, there's an area that needs to be looked at or healed. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that reminds me of Lynn. Lynn and Jessica, do you guys remember how Ryan Adragna used to say, you know, I remember this so clearly because I think I was one of the people on the call when he was talking about it. He's talked about individuals wanting information and demanding information. However, you know, the whole purpose of coming to Earth is so that we know how the movie ends, right? I mean, what would be the point of watching the whole movie if we knew all the good parts before we got there? And so this point's just coming up into my mind as Michelle's talking because, I mean, I think our spirit teams are only going to give us what for ourselves or for another person what it is okay to share with them. I mean, if we can't reveal the whole movie plot, otherwise they're not going to want to finish the movie.
There you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a little frustrating, though. I will have to admit. I was getting pretty pissed off the other night.
Well, you know what? That's a good thing to share with people, because a lot of the people who call in and listen in are on their own journey to learn their own abilities, you know? So for you to say, yes, we do get pissed off and we do get impatient, and it does, you know, sometimes it's one step forward and two steps back, and it feels like, so, you know what, it's so everybody has this to develop, and it may not be an easy journey, but it's always worth it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
Yeah. You could say duh if you need to, if I'm being overly...
No,
it's okay. I love you dearly. You can say duck.
Take your platitudes and shove it.
My duck-billed platitudes. Okay, you got it. Yeehaw. Well,
I'm just being sassy. I'm not being angry.
No, of course not. No. Listen, Michelle, I've known you for a few years now, believe it or not. Or even, no, maybe I met you last year. Feels like three. But anyway.
It does feel like three.
Yeah, and in a good way. I don't mean that as an insult in any way. I don't know why this is coming in again, but I'm going to share it. I don't know, about a year ago, I guess, when we met, I was asking my spirit team, what the heck we are. Are we individuals or are we a group? And they showed me light, particle and wave, individual photons, but always also act as a wave. If you remember your high school physics, you remember the double slit experiment they did. So I'm proving that light is a particle. It's also a wave. And that's how they explained it to me, in that we affect each other. And you can feel that in just like all the weird stuff that's going on these days, the wave energy. But it's the individual people, the particles, like all you guys here tonight, as individual particles and, well, photons, you know, you're making changes in the world. It doesn't matter how small or big those changes are. Everyone who goes into their own light work adds to the healing of the world, I think. And was that more duck-billed platitudes, do you think, or did that make sense?
No, I think actually Eckhart Tolle would agree with you completely, Lynn, because, you know, when a lot of what he talks about is staying present. And the reason we stay present is because that's where we can affect, that's where our energy can affect what's actually going on in our lives. And if we're going into the past or we're going into the future, that's not where our power is. And also, if you're bringing about your own light, then that naturally affects the people around you. So, I mean, if everybody's turning their light on, that's going to not just affect, like, say, the four of us. That's not going to affect just the four of us. That's going to affect the people that are listening and the people in our households and the people around us. I mean, I think it's kind of a kinetic energy. It's not just a standard or static thing that, you know what I'm saying? It's not just helping one person. It's helping all the people around you as well by just keeping your light as high as you can keep it.
Absolutely.
And of course, you know, when you don't know what's in the future, but you're fearful of it or that sort of thing, then that energy is running a little bit low and, you know, the fear part, and we can actually draw that to us. So staying present, going, okay, right now, everything's okay. I don't know what the answer is. I am a little nervous about it, but right now I have a roof over my head. I have fam, you know, whatever your situation is, just do your gratitude list. And what that does is it grounds you into this moment, and you can say, I'm really okay right now. I don't know what tomorrow brings, but I'm okay. I mean, this is the technique I use, and I just got to give a nod to Eckhart Tolle, but I think this is what you're talking about, Lynn. Is that close?
Absolutely. That's it and more. I start to get almost like a science brain when I try to think too much about it. It's like trying to read Stephen Hawking, right? You can't quite, my puny human brain can't quite grasp the enormity of it, but I also feel there's some simplicity to it too. Like our instincts tell us, you know, help your fellow human, help all living creatures, not just humans, you know. Anyway, I'm looking at our time and we have, wow, a lot of callers lined up. So in hopes that we, because I know, Michelle, you've got to leave in, you've only got like 90 minutes with us, right?
No, I'm good. Yeah. No, I'm good.
Okay. Fabulous. So if you guys are ready, we'll go to our callers. And sorry, Jessica, did you have anything to add? Love you. Kind of quiet.
Oh, no. I was just listening to everyone. I'm ready to go.
All righty then. So we've got our teams in place. We've got our human teams in place. And we're going to go to our first caller. So anyone who's, if something comes in for you, just feel free to jump on in. We're not in any particular order. Just as messages come in, go for it. And if nothing comes in, we'll put on some elevator music. All righty. So our first caller, if my computer, there we go, 805, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, it's your loyal listener, Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Welcome.
Thank
Lovely
you.
To hear from you. What can we, what kind of questions are on your mind?
Okay. Yeah, well, finances. I'd like them to get better. I am entering these raffles. I have to be there every Sunday, so I'm going to try to win. I was lucky there before. Back in 2006, I won a BMW, so I'm hoping
wow.
to do it again.
Very cool.
And I haven't met anybody. You know, I'm just by myself. I don't have kids or anything, so it gets kind of lonely. And I got on Match.com about 2 weeks ago. I signed up for 3 months. I've spoken to 3 fellows, but they're just not for me. And I just wanted to know, do you see the venue of this match being where I'll meet someone or somehow else?
Yeah. It's, you know what? Those questions are so often asked. It's career and relationships and finances that bug people.
Uh-huh.
Well, listen, if you guys don't mind, I'll quickly give Donna the totem that just popped in. And we're looking at the dove came in. Oh, excuse my horrible keyboard here. I'm just looking that up quickly for you. Okay, peace. It soothes and quiets our troubled thoughts. They're asking you to renew the silence of your mind. And it also, the dove can be the herald to the end of a problematic cycle in your life, announcing a time of new worlds opening up to you. So that's what dove brings in for you, Donna. I'm feeling drawn more to the relationship question than the finances yet. Feel like that it's a new time for you, but I'm also feeling like it splits into a double blessing sort of thing, like because your relationship improves, your finances improve, and it's interesting how they dovetail, excuse the pun. So there, that's for you, Donna, and see who's got something coming in next. Anybody feeling anything?
Hi, Donna. Okay. This is Sue. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. About the finances, what I got right away as you were speaking is that the universe always provides everything that you need and not always what you want. And so I think what they're saying to me is that if that is an issue that is important to you, you know, the win, I think what they're pointing to me to say to you is that start looking within instead of for something outside of yourself. What is it that win is doing for you? Is it sort of like an adrenaline high? It's sort of like plugging you in a little bit. And because I think the feeling of discouragement when it doesn't happen can have the opposite effect, of course. And in a sense, what you're doing is you're looking outside of yourself for the high, is what I believe they're telling me. And so if it's not a matter of you're trying to find a way to pay for your regular daily needs and wants. Of course, if that's the case, then you have an issue because that's a gambling problem. But I don't think this is what we're talking about. I think what we're talking about is you're just looking for that jolt. And let me tell you, you're not alone, because with everything that's going on, especially this year, everybody's looking for a little of excitement in their life. They're looking for a little bit of a joy ride or a quick jolt of energy. But just, you know, take care not to become too attached to it, because, you know, the adrenaline of such things can become like a drug. It is a drug. It's a chemical. It's a chemistry within your body that if you become too accustomed to it, then you're starting to look at possibility of an addiction, okay? So that they just want me to say to you that, you know, everything in small quantities is pretty much allowed, but if you really keep going to that source for that jolt of energy, then you could run into some trouble, okay, hon?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're just saying, you know, just recognize what you're utilizing that outlet for. And, you know, if you have to, you need to go within for that kind of joy. You know, you find out what turns on your interest and your passion in life and start relying on that a little bit more, okay?
Yeah, it's just these times with the COVID and all, my friend go up there and they have a swimming pool and we have a nice lunch. And yeah, so it's kind of a getaway for me. Yeah. But I'm not.
Yeah, and
that.
I didn't get the feeling that they were saying addiction in any way. But what I'm saying to you is those kind of things can turn, you know, if you're looking at, if you're relying on it too heavily for that energy jolt, then it could turn that way. But they didn't give me the feeling that you're doing that. It's just, you know, just.
Yeah.
Use with caution.
Okay.
Use with caution.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I can go next if that's okay, Sue. This is Jessica. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Jessica. Hi.
So I do card readings, and the deck I'm using is Messages from Your Guides. And the card that flew out for you is Live Your Bliss. And I think this has a lot to do, I know you originally were talking about like love and finances, but I think this card came out for you. It's Live Your Bliss. And I think this is more about you. The emotions of happiness is like a beacon calling for you to follow its light. Think of the saying, if it feels good, do it. The physical reactions that you have when you do something that makes you happy are like signposts from your guides pointing you in the right direction, whether you are consciously aware of it or not. There are unique lessons to be learned by following your bliss. Think of the sensation of fulfillment and satisfaction as pearls that are strewn before you and your soul's journey. They lead you to the right direction. Conversely, if something makes you fatigued or bored, that is also a sign that you have ventured onto a path that won't ultimately fulfill your soul's blueprint on earth. So you will be compelled to various different interests or desires. This is because you are coming closer to your soul's nature. Following your dreams is also about letting yourself express your joy, your inner joy. In doing so, you are in alignment with your personal truth. And so keep going with this if this card applies to you.
Okay. Yes, I'll do that. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Wonderful. Michelle, anything coming in for you?
Hi.
So, hi, Michelle.
Hello. As an empath, sometimes I struggle to make sure that it's not
you know, whose information is coming through? Is it mine? Is it someone else's? So I did my best to check on this. And I do a form of card reading, which also is sort of like resonance repatterning with the pre-written information. So what I got I pulled up for you has led me to this paragraph. And I'm going to say this is it seems to be related to your romantic introduction. So you will be grateful for a romantic introduction or opportunity. And so how I read that is, and what pulled up was blessings on a Queen of Cups. And so I read that as you may see a romantic introduction or opportunity. You may be happy that you connected through Match, or it may lead to a romantic opportunity. So that seemed to be the most applicable to you. So good luck with that.
Wonderful. Oh, good. I'll stay with it. Thank you.
You're
wonderful.
Welcome.
That was excellent. Wow, Donna, you got quite a coverage there. I hope
that
helped. Yeah.
Very much.
And and in the spirit of good luck. I hope you do win at your raffle there. It's exciting.
Oh, thank you. I'll let you know. Okay.
Yeah, please do.
Thank
that would
you.
be hilarious. I'd love to hear that you won. I don't know. What did you win? A BMW or something?
Yes, I won a BMW, and I won a trip to Taiwan, a trip to Tahoe, a trip to Hawaii, a trip to Italy. Just entering different raffles. I've won quite a bit, actually. Yeah.
Wow, that may be one of your superpowers, eh? Who knows?
Yeah,
wow.
I'm pretty lucky. I won $10,000 on a lottery scratcher. Yeah.
Holy doodles.
Can I ask you a question? Do you know what your birth sign is?
Taurus.
There you go.
April 22nd. I'm a day away from the cusp. I'm April 22nd.
And you're a Taurus, which has, yeah, that's fascinating. Interesting. That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Well, keep on keeping on there, Donna. That's fantastic.
All
and
right.
If you ever figure out how you're doing it, write a book and make some more money off that.
Okay.
All righty,
yeah.
Then. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you again, and thank you for calling
okay.
in. Love and light, Donna, and we'll
thank
talk to you.
You
soon, I hope. Okay.
Love and light to you, too.
Thank you. All right. Our next caller.
Hi,
562. Could we get your first name, please?
Yvonne.
Hello, Yvonne. Welcome to the show. I feel like we've had you on before.
It's been about 9 months or 6 months or something like that in between. I'm not sure. It's been a while.
Well, something in your voice, it was familiar. I just remember you a bit. Not to worry. I'm glad to hear from you. How can we help you tonight? Have you got a question you'd like to ask?
Yes. Do you see me moving to a new location soon?
New location. Okay. I think you cut out a little there, Yvonne. Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, beauty. Okay. So, a new location. I'll go ahead if everyone's still ciphering there. The color green is flooding my third eye sort of thing. I'm just feeling surrounded by heart chakra. The new location, is it to sort of put something behind you?
What do you mean, put something behind, like?
Sort of leaving some bad memories behind with the location.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is what the green is making me feel, is that there's some healing to be had in the new location. I also feel that the green means you need to have a little nature around you, even if it's just a back balcony where you can put plants to, you know, acreage. But the thing is, if you have just somewhere where you can get a little fresh air and some greenery around you, And it's a healing journey. It feels like the heart chakra is where we would take the healing. So that's what's coming in for me. And I'll pass you on to anyone who's anybody ready to go?
Yeah, this is Sue. I'm ready.
Okay.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
Hello. So, kind of springboarding off of Lynn, I heard in my head very clearly that we do take our issues with us wherever we go. So, a change of venue is always an amazing thing. At least that's what I found to be true in my life. However, just make sure that once you get to your going and in the, all the stages in between, that you're working on this thing that has caused you pain in your life, okay? Because
okay.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Real important, hon. Because we do take our stuff with us. All our bags go with us. And the reason we get baggage in the first place is because we're to learn. It's helping us to make decisions about how we want to be, okay? So,
okay.
I mean, and that applies to anything, whether it's a car accident or, you know, it's a relationship gone wrong or you had a house fire. I mean, whatever it is you're talking about, these things occur in our life because we're meant to learn something about ourselves and possibly the people around us. And what that does is it provides us contrast to make decisions on how we're going to proceed in the future. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So, and always while, now this is all cerebral stuff we're talking about, that I'm talking to you about, and there's also the feeling work that goes with it. And in my young past, I can say to you that I would want to, you know, move or change a venue or something along that line because I was avoiding, not just trying to get a breath of fresh air and start new, but I was trying to avoid the feelings that were going on. And I think, you know, it's not an uncommon thing for humans to want to do. It's a defense mechanism that we have built into us. Our ego says to us, you know, nah, I don't want to feel that. Let's think about this instead, or let's pay attention to that instead. And really, if it doesn't find an outlet through feeling the feelings and understanding the feeling and allowing the feelings and then letting the feelings go, it percolates and it stays in your body and it can affect everything else in your life. So this kind of feels like a big one to me for you. I'm really feeling this in my body, and I'm getting it all in my torso, so it's kind of like a kick in the gut. And I want to say to you that, you know, really in the moments where you have quiet time, pull that out, allow yourself to feel that, and it won't kill you, I promise you, okay, because whatever the original situation was, you've survived it. And allow yourself to feel it, cry, do whatever you need to do to get through those emotions. And then, you know, simply integrating those emotions, all you have to do is allow yourself to feel them, thank them for teaching you what it is you need to know about the situation, about yourself, and then let them go with love. You know, say, thank you for showing up for me so that I can understand how I feel about this situation. And then just let it go. Imagine it just like maybe filling a balloon or something and allowing the balloon to just float off into the sky. And I think you're going to be really, really successful if you start allowing that to happen. I think that no matter what you set out for yourself, you're going to be able to achieve it. Your energy feels very strong to me. I think that, you know, opening up that can and allowing those emotions out is going to be your key to whatever you choose to do. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Excuse me. Hi, Yvonne, this is Jessica. Or you can call
me
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Okay.
I do cards, and I was shuffling a deck called Messages from Your Guides, and the card that popped out for you very profoundly is Let Go of Ego. And what that means from the description is, what it says is, a major lesson in the human school is to learn to separate the ego from the self and the true self. In the illusionary reality of the physical world, the consciousness of your higher self, which deals only in all, is filtered through the human brain, and thoughts are focused on I. The human identifies itself by the body you are in, your physical surroundings, the material objects that you acquire, and how you are perceived by others. Every emotional thought is seen from your point of view. Your guides and your higher self have chosen this earth dimension so that you can feel what it is like to manifest the energy of love and compassion while you are experiencing the emotions of isolation and disconnectedness. It is this great divide between the ego self and the higher self that causes sorrow and misery in this dimension. With this card, your guides would like to remind you that your main objective during this physical incarnation is to view all things as part of yourself. When you are able to open yourself up to an awareness outside of your ego, you are able to see the bigger perspective of your being. And only then, through this shift, can you experience true joy and happiness. I hope that message makes sense to you.
Yes, that was beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, lovely. Michelle, anything coming in for you?
Hi. Yeah, so let me tell you about my process a little bit. Hi, Yvonne. Do I say that all the world is my oracle? So if I'm reading, I pay attention to things like a color on a card or the order things come in. I'm going to relate to you what came across, take what works for you, or take what resonates with you, okay. If you would. So I thought this was really interesting. What came out, the order of things came out. The first thing that came out for you was this lovely going forward energy of the Fool, in the sense that it's a happy, bright, new feeling. That's what I got. And I got, and it came out first. And it felt like, where the focus would be, it feels like that. I also have a variety of different cards that have dates on them, and I pulled the Fool. It says the card 4 months and success. So I do not know whether that means, 4 months from now, it'll be brighter, but that just came up. And then when I, under success, this is the paragraph. By the way, I'm using Nancy Guerin's Tarot book, where she flushes all this information out. Under success for the Fool, your success will come through terminating the areas in your life that no longer serve you or your growth. So maybe that will happen within 4 months or something to do with that number. Then, which seems very positive and bright. And then the next thing that came out was, I was really attracted to the red in this card that I pulled. It's the King of Swords, and mostly what it is that occurred to me on this was moving away from, I'm going to read to you this paragraph here. Let me find it. It feels like moving quickly out of, you will be, moving out of fear about your future. You want to see things more clearly. You want to obtain a new perspective or enlist the aid of a professional type person.
That seemed like where you were moving away from because it was the second card. Then I pulled another one that feels like a lovely summation. It turned out to be the Queen of Pentacles. And the focus on this is the focus is on hopes, wishes, and aspirations. Verifying and tangible results. The focus is on compassion. Like I said, just pick what works for you in this because it's kind of a general. So whatever works for you, let me read it again. The focus is on hopes, wishes, and aspirations, verification and tangible results, compassion for or service to mankind or the ministry, finance and profit, and or a person with an Aquarian-type temperament. So that might be you or someone you meet or run across.
Okay.
So I see where you're going with things, and it appears, and hopefully this is helpful, all the information that just came before this, and then my reading. Would you like me to review any of that? Is that, hopefully that's helpful.
Yes, it's very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, cool.
Wonderful.
You're welcome.
That's great, you guys. And, you know, Yvonne, I think you sort of pointed in the right direction, and keep that baggage behind you. Like, leave it where it belongs in the past, and you should be just golden.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. Love and light to you, Yvonne, and call us back. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. Good night. Okay. Who are we? Here we go. Our next caller is 954. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes. Good evening, ladies. My name is Mary. How are you?
Oh, hi, Mary. You're part of the old crew by now, eh? Welcome back.
Yes. Nice to hear you once again. Thank you.
Yeah. How are things going for you? Are they getting any better?
Actually, maybe getting even a little worse. I don't know. It's on and off, and the pandemic and being on lockdown doesn't help, really. I'm dealing with some health issues, but I'm also having a problem with my partner. I don't know if it's his health or medication he's on, but he's been a piece of work lately, and he's really hard to deal with. I'm just wondering what's up on that.
Okay. The first thing,
hi.
Oh, who's there?
Yeah,
somebody's got me. Perfect. Go ahead. No, Sue, I'm glad you got something. Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Mary. Hi, sweetie. Talked before. Hi. You know, I got something in for you. I want to say it's about a week and a half ago, and I know it was for you because it had to do with what we talked about last time, which is a few weeks ago at least. And funny, I was just sitting in the bathroom, and then all of a sudden I thought of you. So, yes. Now, Florida has just opened up, right?
No. Well, yes and no. It's opened up, but it seems not to be the most popular decision because it just didn't feel like it was the right time to do so. But there's political factors involved.
Right. Well, you know. What I got for you that day I was in my bathroom thinking about you all of a sudden is that I saw you starting to get out a little bit, and I think you're going to meet your tribe. These folks that have kind of recently fallen out of your life a little bit, I think something's going to come, like there's some kind of advertisement or something that you're going to see on TV, something local, and this is so stereotypical, so I don't want to say bingo, but I'm going to say maybe it's bingo. And I think you're going to just say, what the heck, and you're going to go because you need to get out and you need to slough off a little bit of this energy that you've been swimming in lately. And surprisingly enough, you're going to meet some people that really float your boat, and they're kind of your new tribe, and you're going to be so glad you did it. So I want to
make sure that in the spiritual community, because I'm also missing a big group of people that I was with for many years, and that fell apart, even was starting to fall apart before the pandemic. And I'm wondering
I don't want to say... I don't want to say it's a congregation in any way. What I think, what I'm feeling about it is these new people that you're going to meet, and I want to say it's two females. They are not necessarily affiliated with a church per se, or they may be, but I think you're going to connect on an energetic level, and then those kind of elements, the spirituality, are going to naturally fall in place. And that's really what we mean by meeting your tribe. These are individuals that you're going to be able to talk with and share your beliefs, and there's not going to be judgment there. There's going to be acceptance. And even if somebody looks at you a little funny at first, don't be waylaid by that, because sometimes people are just surprised that there are other individuals that they're meeting that think in similar terms. You know what I'm saying? May not have exactly the same beliefs, but you meet somebody who's willing to have a discussion with you and is not going to throw a judgment on it, that's the kind of individual you want to spend more time with, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so I think that's going to happen for you. So I just want to say, you know, with your partner, I'm feeling a lot of nervous energy, okay? And I think that's spilling over on you. Yep, there's a lot of nervous energy. And there's a lot of buy-in to the panic and fear associated with, you know, this lockdown. And I want to say to you that he has to go through that. And I want to say to you that even though it's hard to watch and it's hard to live with somebody that's in a space that's different from you, just, you know, just honor it. And but also honor yourself, because you also have to go on your path. You have to do what you need to do to bring joy into your life. And so, you know, just
more social. He's out more in the community than I am. He's working part time, and he has friends and, you know, other associations.
Yeah, and I think so. Are you the one that has the fear about going out?
No, not really. I'm cautious. You know, I'm doing what's necessary to protect myself, but. It's a peculiar time to connect with people, either people you've known or people who you would meet. It's just an odd time, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us are really ourselves right now.
The universe doesn't concern itself with viruses and things of that nature. That's all, you know, like man-made sort of fears and worries and concerns. I think if you're able to, you know, like you said, use the protection, use the protective gear, the mask, the hand sanitizer, washing hands, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you see that thing, that announcement of some kind of local thing going on and it piques your interest, don't let your fear stand in your way, because that's where I think you're going to start meeting. I think you're going to start meeting people that are along your vibration, and I think it's going to be really a big breath of fresh air for you.
It would be, because I was used to vibrating on, a higher dimension, a higher plane, and in the last year or so, it hasn't been that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can turn that around, and it's as simple as making a decision and saying, okay, you know, I am not going to allow this, you know, commercial panic that's going on affect how I live my life.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not giving medical advice in any way, or shape, or form, but I am an energy worker. I'm a light worker. I'm an empath. And I'll tell you that anytime that we jump into a lake of fear, you're just going to keep bringing that more to us. And I don't think that's what you're interested in. And I think on an energetic level, you know, your higher self knows that what I'm saying to you is kind of what you needed to hear. Am I right?
Yes, that is true. That is
okay,
true.
Okay, hon. Well,
thank
that's what I have for you. So don't fight with your partner. Just yeah, you're so welcome. Just don't fight with your partner. Just allow him to do whatever he's doing. And you know, we all definitely
overbearing. You know, I tend to be more. I can more or less do things on my own, where he's more overbearing and demands a lot of attention. A lot of, I don't know, too much.
Well, yeah, and then you might have to set some boundaries there. If this is a long-term relationship, isn't it?
A little over 3 years. And
okay.
You know,
well,
it's
too long, and let me tell you, you could set some new guidelines for that relationship.
I'm glad that he recently is working so that he has some part of the time he's away, so it's good for both of us.
Good, good. Well, let us know how you make out, okay, hon?
Thank you for that message. Very good.
You're so welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Hi,
Jessica. Oh, there you go. It's
yes,
automatic. Go ahead.
I know. I'm right here. I've just been like, oh, I got to talk. I got to, yeah.
Go ahead. Go for it.
As I was shuffling for you, Mary, the card that came out for you is stay open-minded. It says underneath, your soul is in a constant state of evolution. It evolves in the spirit world as well as in the physical. But it is in the physical destinations like Earth that your soul grows exponentially. The lessons you learn while experiencing the illusion of separateness are so profound, and the path that unfold before you can be surprising. That's why it is important to be open to change. New people, new ways of living, new beliefs, new events are always part of the soul's journey on Earth. To remain rigid in maybe one's thinking can prevent from being introduced to new ideas that will enrich your adventure here. Life is all about transition. And when you remain receptive, you can experiment while you are fulfilling your blueprint. As you familiarize yourself with this card, picture a river that begins in the mountains and ends in the sea. This is your life trajectory. I can hardly ever say that word right. But there are many tributaries that you can take and still reach your destination. Be open to investigating all avenues that intrigue you. Some will prove invaluable, and you may want to stay a while, and others may not. But to experience them all is what matters. And that's the card I got for you. I hope that message resonated.
Yes, thank you.
Beautiful. And you said it right, Jessica, trajectory. You did it perfectly.
Oh, okay.
Michelle, are you picking anything up here or turning over cards?
Hi. Yeah, I tracking what's being said. What I got was just to kind of tag on to the previous info for you, Mary, is let your light shine. Take time to get to know others, and be open to inspired reflections and actions. What does this group strike you? Are you interested? Like, you know, you can find a lot of information in groups online. I'm not sure if you're doing that.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, cool. Okay, because, you know, like the picture I'm seeing is, you know, when you're in a Zoom meeting and you see the different picture, the different faces, there's folks for you out there. Perhaps through those Zoom meetings and through the online, to take time to get to know some more people, some more opportunities, and to connect to others, either virtually, if you feel more comfortable that way, so that you, because inspired action will come from that. A couple cards as I'm just shoveling that fell out, and they just showed what I'm guessing is perhaps a little too much time on your own. I don't know if that's the case. Is that the case?
At times, yes, and other times I have so much to do that the day isn't long enough. Mm-hmm. It's complicated, but
mm-hmm.
I've been working on a lot of different things and just projects and things I'm trying to clear out and clutter and repair and just trying to organize things and trying to make my life better in some way.
And I think the way that will come up for you to help make your life better is also taking the time, as the other readers have said, to connect with others.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, explore avenues that you might find interest. Because what you just told me and told us, it sounds like you spend a lot of time sorting through things, chores and things and tasks and stuff. But are you spending time with others relaxing, getting to know them? So I think that's what came up, and I hope
I had
that is
for
hopeful.
Quite a while, but this virus seems to have thrown everybody off in a million directions, and it's hard to make plans, make connections, do things with others. It's just their schedules, my schedules, whatever, you know. It's just from one day to the next, something is, it's crazy. I just can't say, well,
mm-hmm.
For example, I have a neighbor that I was very close to, and we thought we'd get together more and do things and that, and it does look like things are kind of going pretty rough for her, and she may have to go back to her home state for financial and health reasons, and so she was saying, too, that we haven't even been able to do anything. But she's also going on a different path. So it is what it is, you know. But we did connect on a very strong, familial-type energy and had a lot in common. So, but I don't think that is going to continue much longer in her situation. And I'm not the kind of person that just takes up with everybody. I kind of like to see what they're about and feel them out, because I've had some bad experiences with people, and you kind of want to, you know, find out where they're coming from first. So,
may I offer a suggestion?
Yes, sure.
Just I'll tell you, I go online and I challenged myself to find different groups like who read poetry online, either self-written or somebody else's. So I've been kind of exploring the arts online, either through Facebook or Googling it, and then there's like a repeating.
I am doing that, actually.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people from my past that at one time I had a lot of association with, and a lot of them are into a lot of creative and spiritual pursuits. So I try to maintain some contact there in different areas.
Wonderful. That was helpful.
Yes, it was. It certainly was. It's very good. Good suggestions all the way around. And I was just kind of wondering if things are going to settle down with this person and if we're going to make a go of it, because financially and physically right now I can't jump and make a move. I'd like to do things, but right now I can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little bit, you know, torn between wanting to change and really my hands are tied. So
yeah.
I'm trying to do as much as I can on my own.
Well, Mary, this is Lynn. I'll give you the reading that came in for you through the team here. A couple of things, talking about the people in your life, the neighbor and your partner. Be very, very aware of the vampire-like nature of the energy drain there. Like, it's almost like you don't even notice it, but you find yourself exhausted, you know? And
yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
He has a very draining personality. He does. I have to admit that, yeah.
And I know your heart knew this before your head knew it, is that he is not going to change.
Probably.
Right?
Probably not.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I hate to.
Yeah, I understand. And his age and health and stuff are against that happening as well. Yeah.
If you can take the time to go online and look up Dr. Hugh Len and Joe Vitale. You can write this down if you need a second. I grab a pen or whatever, but it's Hugh Len. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And they talk about Hugh Len, H-E-U.
Was that Joe Lynn, J-O-L-Y-N, and?
No, it's Hugh Len, H-E-W.
Oh, Hugh.
Dr. Hugh Len, L-E-N.
Okay.
And Joe, and his partner is Joe Vitale, V-I-T-A-L-E, and they're on YouTube. There's a 4-part series that you can look at, and or you can read it online. Just you can type in Dr. Hugh Len on managing emotions. That will bring up a lot of links for you about it. But what you need to do is what Jessica refers to as resetting, right? So when stuff happens, and with you, it's happening constantly, right? Because you're living with this person, right?
Yeah.
So you may have to do a lot of resetting, but you're going back to zero. Watch the series or read up the links on this, on the Ho'oponopono, how to use it, because you are working on your own energy. Right. You're not trying to change another person. You're changing your own energy. And it is astonishing when it's used. It's astonishing what can happen for you. And the question came up here. Have you got a space of your own within the home?
Technically, no, because he pretty much is invasive wherever. Although I try to set boundaries, he'll be like watching TV. He doesn't like to be interrupted, certain shows, this or that. But he thinks nothing if I'm doing something on my computer and he wants to come in and tell me something irrelevant or whatever. Sometimes I go along with it, and sometimes I just flat out no. But,
have you ever had a puppy, Mary?
I have. I've had dogs in my past, but I'm a cat person for many years. I have a cat right now.
I think I was using that as a metaphor because what you're looking at is retraining, as Sue said, boundaries, and you must set them or you're going to go bonkers.
He doesn't want to accept when I put up my wall. He doesn't want to accept that. And I want my space.
It's too bad. He's going to have to suck it up, Buttercup.
And he's temperamental, like a little kid.
Uh-huh. And that's when
I want attention now. He has a very narcissistic personality.
Okay.
And he wants what he wants now.
Okay. Well, he can only invade your energy with your permission, right? It's not going to happen overnight. But just like the ocean comes in and brings the shore back, you're going to be eroding that old energy bit by bit. Even if you manage for 2 seconds a day to get him to behave himself and respect your boundaries.
Mm-hmm. If you know him, it's like,
Oh, you've got to believe it can be done. You have to believe it can be done. You need to know that in your own mind. If any of this team wants to jump on in and say anything, go right ahead, because we all know what you're going through, you know. We go through, we live on Earth, like, you know, we've been through people
like
that.
Yeah, I mean, it may not be a partner, it could be a parent, it can be a family member or a friend, it can be anybody, you know.
Totally.
A garden variety.
Mary, I'm just going to have to agree. This is Sue again. I'm going to have to agree with Lynn and say, you know, you may have to get a little bit in his face about your boundaries at least.
I am. That's the problem. The problem is I am standing up more and more, and he does not like it. He is.
But he doesn't.
He is really teed off because I am, like, standing up, standing my ground. You know, being more.
I mean, I could be like, listen, buddy boy, I need a timeout from you.
Yeah,
so,
I
just keep it personal and I statements, and I need a timeout. I'm going in this room for the next 20 minutes, and I expect to be uninterrupted, and I'll see you then.
It works for a while, and
shut,
then
shut the door. Let him have a haw, because that's fine. You know, anytime anybody's changing a behavior or relearning a new behavior, I mean, there could be some blowback. But, yeah, I agree with Lynn 100%. You might just need to keep standing your ground.
It was okay with the pandemic. I mean, he had more freedom, and so did I. But, you know, when you have to share a space 7 days, I was delighted when he has, you know, some work to do and also a little more money to bring in. But, and if the days are rough or he's had a bad time, then I don't know what he's going to be like when he comes home. And I'm being all chilled, and I'm doing whatever I want to do, and, you know, and I'm content with that. But no, then it's, no, you know, it's hard to explain, but it's just, and I'm a person who I need a lot more meditative time or studious time and more mind time, where he isn't that way. He wants to talk about it. He wants to argue. He wants to complain. And it's like, you know, think of something else. Do something else. Take your mind off of it. Do something else. Or I'll put on some relaxing music, and sometimes that'll calm him down or put him to sleep for a while. It's like a little kid, you know, you have to constantly think of something to entertain him with or chill him out with. Or I can just go say, okay, I'm going to go in my room and listen to some nice music or call a friend or whatever I got to do. And he's oblivious, you know, he wants his attention whenever, and that's it. So I'm fighting back a lot more to keep my mental freedom and do what I want to do.
Yeah, and even if it's just going out for a walk, Mary, you know.
Yeah, I go outside.
Establish a new pattern. Like, at the time he's coming home, maybe you're out on your walk for a little while, getting your own breath of fresh air and a little bit of
later in the evening, so I'm usually not out walking around in the dark too much here. It's not too good.
Gotcha.
You know, I say, well, maybe I'm watching TV or I'm in the middle of a program or something, and that might work for a while. He wants to chill out, so that's fine. Put on a TV program, relax, you know. But then when that's over, then it's like, no, I want your attention. Yeah, but it's 11:30. I want to go to sleep, you know. So it's kind of a hard thing to work out. I mean, I'm fine. When he goes, you know, I do what I got to do, make my dinner and watch what I ever have to watch or clean up and stuff. I'm fine with it. But when he gets in, there's no telling what's coming up next. It's even simple things, trying to work out financial things to make something happen or whatever, and it just gets all confusing, you know. So, and plus he has a family member who's constantly calling with their problem and upsetting the apple cart there too. You know, it's like, I don't want to know about it. Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Good for you.
Yeah,
wow, Mary.
Like, but anyway, I thank you for all your input. I don't want to take up your show, but they're all things to think about, and listen to the video and do whatever I can do and try to dwell in another place in my head.
Yeah, one thing to do is ask for guidance and then sit back and see where you're taken, like on your internet search or if you're reading books or whatever, find out where that answer takes you, and pretty much it'll come to you. You'll get what
right.
you need. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
My dear.
Thank you. Stay safe, ladies. Have a good evening.
And we'll talk to you soon, Mary. Thanks. Call us and let us know how it goes, okay?
Will do. Thank you. Good night now.
Okay, love. Good night.
Good night, Mary.
Good night, all.
Oh, Mary, we send you a lot of love from this team. Okay, let's see. Hi, 856. You're on with Divine Connections. Hello. Alrighty, I'm going to move on to another 856.
Hello?
856. Hi, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
It's Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose
Maria.
How are you? How are you? We're good.
Doing good.
All right, it's old home week tonight. How can we help you tonight?
I guess what I was coming in for, romance, long-term commitment. Hopefully it's soon. I got the job going on this month, so hopefully it started soon. Hopefully, so I guess the long-term relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a job.
Did
that's fabulous.
I hear you correctly? You got the job?
Yeah, I got to start sometime this month, but I don't know when yet. Start
wonderful.
Date.
Congratulations.
That's really cool.
Thanks.
Wow. I'm sorry, Lynn. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just got so excited when I heard that because I remember that was a little heavy on your mind before. So, yay.
Yeah, no apologies needed. That's quite fabulous. Does anybody want to go ahead? Anyone pulling anything in quickly? Let's see what.
Oh, this is Sue again. The only thing I got was that I think you're going to meet some people. It feels like you're going to meet somebody romantically through somebody at work, but I think it's a little ways away. It doesn't feel like it's in the next month or two. So I think what my team is saying is really ride this wave. I mean, my whole body lit up when I heard you say those words, and just enjoy that ride because new job, wow, that's great. And it's going to organically happen. I think if you're going to quote me somewhere later on down the line, I think you're going to have a friend from work and you're going to meet somebody through that friend, okay? So give it a little time. Don't rush it. It might be in a mixer. I think I see you out. You like to go out and have drinks with friends? I know, it's a common thing, but some people don't like that.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be something casual like that. So, but it's going to be kind of maybe when you don't expect it. Then all of a sudden you're like, oh, hey. So, again, congratulations. This is Sue, and let us know how it goes.
Cool, I will. Thank you.
Sure.
Hi, this is Jessica. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
I was shuffling the cards, the whole deck, the whole time you've been on. Spirit will do this with me sometimes. So they didn't give me a card for you because they want me to speak to you and just speak from what I'm feeling. And from what I'm feeling, what I felt immediately is that as you're on this almost momentum of, you know, having a better job and being happy and getting a little more stable, that's also going to take you and bring you to someone that you will meet. And I see that, you know, happening within the next probably 6 months, but it's going to happen, like Sue said, when you least expect it. So that's the message Spirit wanted me to give for you. I kept shuffling, and they're like, no, just let her know. It's coming her way. So,
cool.
That's
appreciate
the message
it.
I got for you. Uh-huh.
Let's Okay, Michelle.
Oh, hi. Sorry.
I'm hearing
myself, so you don't hear me. Yeah, you're hearing crickets.
I am. Cool.
I'm sorry. I don't really. I don't have clarity on this one. I'm sorry. I just feel it feels lovely. It just feels lovely and optimistic and lovely. That's all I can give you.
Okay.
Is there any reason I would be hearing crickets? Are you sitting outside or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm sitting outside.
And there are crickets or?
Yeah, there are.
Okay, because I thought maybe
thank God. Oh, thank God. I was starting to think I was a lunatic.
Oh, my God. I'm just
and
looking
I
it up
anyway.
I
have a little
anyway.
Other piece.
Go for it.
I have a little other piece. Yeah, I just see, again, the first card that came out, it just looks like work opportunity and, like, you know, that's the focus. And it's, like, no more turning on the wheel of waiting for work. But it also feels like it just feels very like a validation of what the other folks have been saying, which is opportunity through work. So I really don't have the lovely specificity that the other readers have right now, but I'm just getting a validation on what they've said. How's that?
Cool.
I feel good about
appreciate
that.
Appreciate it.
Fabulous. Yeah. Well, that's great. And I'll just add what I got to that, Rose Maria. I wrote down the word flick and a light switch, and it feels like it turns on suddenly. I feel like it is a huge yes to the romance, but it feels like one day you're just sort of clip-clopping down the road of life, and the next thing you know, flick, the lights go on, and I'm almost getting like a giddy high school feeling, so I would say enjoy it, and see where it goes, but it feels like it clicked. And the number 6 comes in with that, which I feel is probably indicating June, the 6th month. So keep your radar finely tuned around the springtime and just see what happens for you. But it feels like it just happens quite suddenly. Like, what is that thing? Love at first sight, that thing they talk about. It's going to feel like that, I think.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. You're very welcome, Rose Maria. Have a lovely evening, and let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we've got time for one more caller here, and if they're there... 856, are you with us?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Hi. What's your first name, please?
Laura.
Laura. Hi, Laura. I think you're someone we've had on before, too, eh? I recognize your voice,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Uh-huh. Well, go ahead and share what's on your mind, if you wouldn't mind.
So I got a call the other day. The guy's name is Don, and he's reached out to me in the past to submit me for a contract. And this was back around June or July, but it turned out the company wasn't quite ready to fund the project. Called me the other day to tell me that it's coming back around again, and he wants to resubmit me for the same position contract. And so I had him do that, and I just wondered if you see me getting that particular job or something else.
Okay. Okay, well, anybody ready, or do you want me to just sort of go ahead?
Please, Lynn. Yeah, go ahead. I'm
still
going.
Okay. It's all right. We are funny. This is kind of weird, Laura. Is this guy... Do you trust him? Is he like a boss or a manager or something?
he owns his own, I guess you could call it an agency or something. We, him and I have touched base on and off through the years, but nothing ever seems to come out with him. So I'm not really sure I do trust him.
Okay, this is really, really weird, and it's probably a song that probably nobody remembers, but there's an old song from the 60s, and even though it's being sung about a woman, it's the name Dawn is referring to this guy, and it goes, Dawn, go away, I'm no good for you. The line, does anybody remember that? It's an old, I can't remember.
I do.
Yeah, and... It feels like there's something you got to watch out for with this guy. It feels like they're saying take it full circle, okay? So go ahead and see where it leads you, but keep your energy open to anything that doesn't feel right. If something is kind of, this is weird, you know, kind of thing, pay attention to it, because I don't think he's like a jerk or anything, but I feel like there's, he sort of counts his chickens, and he's sort of it feels like he's a speculator more than a giving you something solid. I just really be careful that you don't, you know, make sure you know what the deal is that's going on. And I would get things on paper with this guy. And with that, I didn't mean to scare you, because it's probably fine. It's just... Keep your businesswoman entity at the forefront, and you know, don't let yourself get sort of built up and then to be let down. And I don't think he means ill. I think he's, you know, doing his best and trying, but make sure you get signatures and contracts on paper. Okay, so Sue, Jess, or Michelle, anybody got anything?
Gonna ride. This is Sue. Hello, Dawn. I'm gonna ride Lynn's coattails a little bit.
Laura. Yeah.
So sorry. Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm gonna ride Lynn's coattails and just say that it almost feels like he's a little bit. And you tell me whether this is correct or not. Because you deal with them, but I'm getting the feeling like it's just sort of a what's in it for me sort of thing. Have you ever had that feeling for him, from him?
Well, he's kind of a tightwad, so, but I stand my ground pretty firm with him, and so he knows through the years that he can't pull that off on me. But if it's not the job with him, through his contracting, do you see me at least getting a contract or a job somewhere else? Because I've been looking since March, like everybody else apparently, but I really need to get something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just not connecting at this point, and I don't know what that means. I'm not getting symbols, feelings, anything. It's all very neutral, and I think when that happens for me, what I'm searching for my own guidance is that it's saying you're in a holding pattern. So I know that's not what you want to hear.
That resonates, though, Sue, the holding pattern.
Yeah.
Resonates very strongly here, yeah.
I know that's not what you want to hear, but I also don't get any feeling that that's a bad thing. And again,
I don't know how much more I can hold off.
I know that you're feeling that way, and sometimes the universe is going to give us this situation, and I've been in it a number of times, so I can speak from experience. We always get what we need. Not always what we want, okay? And so getting that internal, your ego, the part of you that is here in this world to protect you and guide you, you know, as a child, but as we become adult, you know, from real danger in life. So our ego is like always sitting there going, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? What about that?
and, oh, you haven't thought of this, or, oh, you got to get a job. Come on, you got to get a job. This is what you need to do. Okay, as we're adults, we need to start telling our ego to be quiet a little bit and say, thank you very much for looking out for me, but I got this. And the reason I'm saying this to you, I don't feel like you're going to have any kind of financial crisis, but I think this, the universe is giving you this as a lesson to say, get quiet, get relaxed about this, stop putting so much weight on the job, and take this time to, you know, get internal and being okay with yourself. And it really is okay. I just don't have any, I'm very, very neutral about the fact that the job isn't coming right now. So I know that's not what you want to hear, but I just don't see it as, there's a roadblock. I see it as a lesson to be able to be able to accept that and trust that you're going to be okay. All right, hon, I'm sorry. I know that's not what you want to hear, but that's what's for me. That's from me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Hi, Laura. This is Jess. I'm here. And just listening to everything. I'm a card reader too, but I'm not getting anything from the cards. For you, what I'm more getting is, and I feel an optimism here, like something's going to come your way, but it won't be. Keep all your possibilities open. You were talking about connecting with this person for a contract. I'm not necessarily feeling like it's going in that direction, but that there's something else on the horizon for you. And that's all I'm getting.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Good night.
Oh, hon, we got Michelle still.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello. I only have validating information. Again, I haven't seemed to gotten beyond this short period of. I see in the cards, and I'm throwing cards and different types of cards, and I see in the cards this fellow that you're talking about. It's just relating exactly what you're telling me or telling us. What kind of work are you involved in? What kind of contract would this be?
It's a professional contract doing training, dealing with rolling out training company.
Training. I can't seem to get beyond any further than where we're talking about. So I just need to give you validation. I'm sorry. That's all I can do.
I'm
so sorry.
I just can't deal with this guy in the future anymore because I'm getting tired of it. Things never got panning out with him. So I'm probably going to
That's what
forever
I get. Yeah.
But, yeah, you just as long as you're not hanging from a rope. But the thing is, if he's got something short-term for you, you know, it's, again, what's that meme? It's like if the door doesn't open, it's not your door sort of thing. And that sounds so, again, like a platitude, but it is actually very true. And often in hindsight, we go, wow, I'm glad I didn't get that thing I wanted because this other thing is so much better for me. It's kind of a matter of just trust, but, you know, do the work, but know that it will turn out for you. And I do strongly feel that it will, Laura. It's just that holding pattern. What I wrote down for you here is a holding pattern doesn't equal failure. It just means there's a divine patience required of you and a divine trust that the thing is, don't forget to give your guides, your angels, your friends on the other side permission to help you. When you get off the call tonight, just do a little connection with your team and give them permission to help you because they can't
interfere with free will without your permission. And do that, you know, sort of every night when you sort of talk to the universe in whatever way is yours. But it's, I do feel strongly it's going to be all right. And trust your gut on this, okay?
All right. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Laura. Do let us know how it goes, okay? We'd love
you
to hear
back.
You
have a good night.
Okay.
Thanks, you too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye, Laura.
All right. Lovely. So let's start with Michelle. And Michelle's link is in the everybody's link, if you want to get in touch with any member of the team, our links are in the show description here. And so, Michelle, how can people connect with you, and where can they find you? I just asked the same question twice because it's so nice. Go ahead.
Hi. In particular, I like working with creatives. And I do the, I'm a certified laughter life coach, by the way. And intuition comes into play in the sessions. The best way to, one of the best ways to reach me is my email, which are the words connecttojoy@yahoo.com. So it's connecttojoy@yahoo.com. Or you can befriend me on Facebook, Michelle O'Shea, and send me a message that way.
Beautiful. All right. And Sue, how can people find you?
Hi, this is Sue Beckley. I have a website for my services. It's called quantumexploration.com. And the services I offer are quantum healing hypnosis technique, Beyond Quantum Healing. I do a light energy workshop, spiritual counseling, dream interpretation, and I also do follow-up sessions for the quantum healing. So those are a one-hour deal with the quantum healing initial session is a little bit longer. So that's quantumexplorations.com, and you can also find me on Facebook at the same name. And thank you very much.
Beautiful. Jessica, how can people find you?
Yes, my name is Jessica Marie Tatro. You can find me on Facebook. Just give me a friend request, or you can find us at Jaden's Way Speaks Facebook group, or the Sacred Embers group. Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
And and I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And you can find all of us on the Sacred Embers website, which is sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And find us also on Sacred Embers group, where a community. And if you just want to connect with like-minded light workers, just join us. Just send a request and we'll put you through. Thank you, you guys. What a wonderful, wonderful show. I was delighted
Beautiful.
To work with
Thank you,
all
everyone.
Of you. Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful show.
And you know, Michelle, come back. I hear laughter in the background. That's so much fun. That's beautiful. I don't know where
really
it's coming from.
Good to work
from.
With you, Michelle.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, ladies.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Good
thank
you.
For letting me hang out.
Well, you join us anytime you want to. You're just a lovely light energy to have, and you're one of like the most courageous people I've ever met in the life's journey. You just you go for what your heart is asking for, and I admire that very much. Yeah.
Keep making that goulash, girl, and I'll be right there by you.
Doing goulash, that's a wonderful metaphor. Oh my goodness.
Keep mixing it up. Keep mixing it up.
Will do.
Oh well. Okay, so we're back next Thursday night, and we're on Thursdays from now on. We've moved, and so join us next week, same time, same location.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. I see trees of green, red roses. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed days, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Learn much more than I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.